Hello everyone, thanks for coming. Myself Hardeep Singh from Oklahoma State University. I'm here to present my master research project for the fertilizer and cultivar selection for lettuce, basil and Swiss chard in hydroponics. Why there is a need for hydroponics? Like according to World Urbanization Trends 2014, globally more people are living in urban areas as compared to rural areas. And along with this urbanization, there are more other problems like malnutrition and food insecurity. In these urban areas, the major constraint is the size of the plots, which is decreasing day by day. So according to Philip Dixer and Hubert Debon 2007, to overcome these problems, different techniques like hydroponics and aquaponics have been used. What are the hydroponics industry concerns? According to SCAG 1996, plants grown in hydroponics are higher in vitamins and mineral content. Scoop and Newman 1998 said that hydroponics is more profitable, more efficient and more cleaner culture as compared to soil culture. Hydroponics can be helpful in increasing the yield 10 times as compared to conventional systems. And according to Skansen 1996, hydroponics can be suitable for regions with problematic soils like saline soils, alkali soils where the soil production is not possible, so that area can be used for hydroponics crop production. Hydroponics play a role in water conservation also. 35% of the water used in Oklahoma comes from the groundwater and most of it is used for the irrigation and water level is decreasing day by day. In soil culture, the most of the water is lost from various sources like transpiration, evaporation, percolation, runoff and from the weed growth. While in hydroponics, the water loss is only through the crop growth or transpiration from the leaves because there is no weed growth or runoff. Therefore, overall hydroponics uses only 10% of the water as compared to the soil production. What are the gaps in literature? Most of the hydroponic studies are done on the tomato cultivar selection. In lettuce, mostly the pH and EC maintenance studies are there. There is no research for the cultivar selection in basil and Swiss chard, and there is very limited research for the suitable hydroponic recommendation. Mostly the growers, hydroponic growers, prepare their own recipes and for a small grower, it's very hard to prepare his own recipe, and there are some fertilizers like 2 or 1 bag approach which can be directly used. So there is very limited research recommending that type of fertilizers. Objectives of my research were evaluate the different cultivars of leafy vegetables in hydroponic culture and to determine the effect of hydroponic fertilizer on productivity of different vegetables. Firstly, I would like to give you a little bit about the NFT system. It is a system in which thin film of the nutrient solution run near to the roots of the plants and plants get the nutrients from them. It can be open system as well as a closed system. In closed system, the water is recycled while in open system, it is used once or twice and left open into the soil, so which is also source of pollution. So people are more interested in closed hydroponic system. Here there are two ends, supply end and the drainage end. There is a slope of 4 inches between this, both ends, and water is recirculated. Here is some literature for the lettuce, basil and Swiss chard in NFT system. According to G.C. Creswell, 1991, irrigating hydroponic lettuce with water or solution of calcium nitrate is effective in minimizing the tip burn loss. Rostar 2011 said that safe acid should be used to maintain the pH in the commercial lettuce production. Hsu and Park 1997 said that fresh mass per plant of basil was increased with decreasing EC value in hydroponics. Nitrogen uptake of Swiss chard was not affected with increasing salinity of water in hydroponics. Here are the materials and methods. The experiment was carried out in a greenhouse of Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture at Oklahoma State University. For starting the nursery, rockwool starter cubes were used, and for the experiment, the HydroCycle 4-inch Pro NFT series was used. Three fertilizers were evaluated, Jack's 512-26, Peters 511-26, and Dynagro 795. Calcium nitrate was used with Jack's and Peters because they didn't supply the calcium. Three crops were evaluated for lettuce, Dragon, Merlot, Penis, Ruby Sky, Rex, and Oscar cultivars were evaluated, and seeds were obtained from Jouni selected seed. For Swiss chard, three cultivars were evaluated, Rainbow, Berries, and Ford Hook Giant, and seeds were obtained from Jouni selected seed. And for basil, also three cultivars were evaluated, Large Leaf, Lemon, and Sweet Basil, and the seeds were obtained from Burpee seeds. EC and pH management is a very important job in hydroponics. because plants are able to uptake the nutrients in specific range only. So for maintaining the EC was checked every second day with the EC meter, and if EC was high, then water was added, and if EC was low, then the nutrient solution was added. And pH was also maintained in the range of like 5.5 to 6.5. It was also checked every second day with pH meter. If pH was down, then pH high was added, and if pH was high, then pH low was added. On the side of data collection, the fresh weight of the plant and the dry weight of the plant was taken, and while harvesting, spade and net leaf was taken, and the nutrient analysis was carried by the soil, water, and forage lab analysis in Plant and Soils Department of Oklahoma State University. The fertilizer and cultivar interaction were seen for the latter's fresh weight. Firstly, I would like to explain you this table. The numbers followed by different alphabets across the row are significantly different from each other. As you can see, that Dragon performed significantly, produced significantly higher fresh weight in Dynagro, while Merlot, Ruby Sky, Oscar, Penis, and Rex produced significantly higher fresh weight in Dynagro and Peters as compared to the Jacks. The interaction between cultivar and fertilizer was also seen for lettuce dry weight. Merlot, Ruby Sky, and Oscar produced significantly higher dry weight in Dynagro and Peters, while there was no effect on the Dragon, Penis, and Rex cultivars of lettuce. For checking the quality of these leafy vegetables, spade and net leaf were used because it can be used to judge the greenness of these leafy vegetables. So cultivar effect was seen for the lettuce quality. Dragon, Merlot, and Ruby Sky and Oscar produced the highest spade and net leaf values, so we can assume that they were more greener as compared to Penis and Rex cultivars. For the basil also, the cultivar and fertilizer interactions were seen for dry weight and the quality, while for fresh weight there was no effect. For the dry weight of the large leaf basil, it was higher in the Jacks as compared to the Dynagro and the Peters, and for lemon, it was significantly higher in Jacks and Peters, while there was no effect on the sweet cultivar. For the spade and net leaf values were the higher for the large leaf in Dynagro. For the lemon, they were higher in Jacks and Peters, and for sweet also it was higher in Dynagro. For the Swiss chard production, the cultivar effect was seen. Ford Hook Giant produced significantly higher fresh weight, and the spade and net leaf values were higher for berries, and there was no fertilizer effect seen for Swiss chard in hydroponics. Like Penis cultivar of the lettuce and the lemon cultivar of the basil showed the tip burn when they were produced in the Dynagro. So the nutrient analysis was carried to look at that the tip burn was due to the calcium deficiency or some another reason. So as the nutrient analysis showed that the calcium content was higher when they were grown in the Dynagro, so we can assume that it was due to some other reason. So we can assume that Dynagro and Peters both can be recommended for hydroponic cultivation of Merlot, Ruby Sky, Rex, and Oscar cultivars of the lettuce. Jacks can be recommended for large leaf and lemon basil, while for sweet, Dynagro can be recommended. Higher fresh weight was produced by the Ford Hook Giant cultivar of the Swiss chard, while higher spade and net leaf readings were produced by the berries cultivar of the Swiss chard. Dynagro resulted in the tip burn in the Penis and the lemon cultivars of lettuce and basil. So there is more research needed to look if it was due to the fertilizer or due to some other reason, because some studies say that the tip burn can be due to high humidity, which didn't allow the calcium to reach at the tip, and tip burn is caused due to high humidity. Thanks. Any questions? Like for different fertilizer, it was same.
It's same, but when hormones are growing outside, it may take 3 months.
Yeah.
It takes only 30 days.
I haven't checked it, but some studies say that the crop cycle is faster, so it is produced in less days. Like I was able to harvest it in 1 month after transplanting.
Pardon?
It is normal light. I didn't supplement the light.
Okay.
Yeah. There were some other studies also. They say that SPAD was related with the nitrogen content, while ATLEAF was affected with the phosphorus content also. So I looked up both and looked if that was the same condition over here. But they were both related with chlorophyll. I was also looking, when I did the nutrient analysis, I was also looking that if they were affected with the nitrogen content and the phosphorus content in the fertilizer. Like they were both different by approximately 10. So spare reading was 10 points less than the ATLEAF.
How well were they correlated?
They are correlated because all the readings, if it was lower in some cultivar, spare reading was lower, ATLEAF was also lower in that cultivar. They were the same results for the spare and ATLEAF, but values were different, like there were the 10 point difference. It may be due to that the fertilizer effect means they are not good for that fertilizer. Thank you.